hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Accepted Podcast, a college admissions podcast for the savvy student. I am your host, Tyler Kusunoki, bringing you the unfiltered truth about applying to college in the 21st century. As always, I'd like to take a second to let everyone know that my DMs are always open. My favorite part about doing this podcast is hearing from you. It is December 1, which means UC apps are in. How did everything go? How are you feeling? How are you thinking about your regular decision applications and maybe your ED2? Let me know. I'd love to know. Please send your questions, concerns, feedback, episode ideas, complaints, opinions, whatever it may be. At the end of the day, this podcast is a community-first forum for achieving better college outcomes. My inbox is forever open at tyler@theacceptedpodcast.com. That is tyler@theacceptedpodcast.com. All right, let's get into it. Today, we are going to be talking a little bit about winter break and how to make the most of it. But before we dive into that, just really quickly, wanted to let everybody know on December 17th, I will be hosting a special kind of one-off conversation to talk a little bit about results that we have so far in terms of early decision, early action, whatever we have. So of course, it is a little bit close to when a lot of that information comes out. So what we will be able to discuss will depend a little bit on what schools decide to release information and when. But at the very least, we are going to have application data. We will have a little bit of sense of who applied to which schools and what maybe does that mean. This has been a pretty landmark year for a lot of different things. It is the first year where schools are using the digital SAT for international students. It is the first year after the landmark Supreme Court case decision. And it is also a year that immediately follows the U.S. News and World Report changing up the ranking system. So a lot of different things. I'm very eager to see if it has impacted anything at all. The more information we have at the date of this discussion, the better, obviously. But I did want to make sure that we schedule it at a time where it can also maybe help inform those seniors who are thinking about their regular decision or their early decision too, what that might mean. So I wanted to kind of find a time. So we had to strike this balance between maybe we'll have everything by then, maybe we won't, but we will make the most of what we do have to discuss. And hopefully that will be a fruitful time for everybody. So that will be December 17th at 6 p.m. Japan Standard Time, and it will be at the Tokyo Academics offices. So if you're interested in any of that, please do go to tokyoacademics.com/events to sign up. That is tokyoacademics.com/events. All right, let's get into it. So one of the major questions that I've been getting a lot lately, both for, not so much for the seniors are pretty good right now, but mostly for the other high schoolers, is winter break's coming up. There are 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the school, there's like 2 to 3 weeks where my kid's just going to be at home. And that fills me with anxiety in terms of what are they going to be doing? How can I make sure they're being productive? I don't want this to be just time to play a bunch of Fortnite or time to just binge watch a bunch of Netflix or just hang out with friends. I do want this to be a productive time period. And I agree. I think that it should be a productive time period, but also that the window of time that is made available for students is a little bit more limited than summer, and therefore opportunities are a little bit more limited than when compared to summer. So I'm going to talk to you through a little bit of what I kind of recommend generally in terms of how to make the most of this winter time. And to help you all remember this, since we are talking about winter prep, I have tried to sort of put together all of my advice into an acronym. And the acronym itself is PREP. So P-R-E-P. And we'll talk through what each of those are, right? So P-R-E-P, I kind of put it down into PREP, research, explore, play. And we'll talk a little bit about what those are as we go through them. So the first one is PREP. And so yeah, the acronym is PREP, and the actual action for the first P is PREP. We're workshopping it. We'll try to make it a little bit more intuitive as we go down the line. But the reason that I want to talk about preparation is specifically in the context of academics. As I've mentioned a bajillion times before, your academic record and the rigor that you choose, and increasingly now more so a little bit, how you perform on standardized tests, like these are all baseline requirements that are going to be important for you to do well on, to excel in, so that you can have every chance to determine your initial set of schools, right? Again, the initial matching of schools is going to be based on your GPA, your course rigor, your test scores. That is the initial way we match you, or most schools will match you with your university list. And so you want to be maximizing that. And so in a period where there's not necessarily a whole lot to do that is constructive, right? An internship's kind of hard to do a whole lot in 2 to 3 weeks, right? Big projects are going to usually take more than 2 to 3 weeks to get done. One of the best things that you can start to do is prep, actually prep. And there are a couple aspects to this. One is obviously standardized test prep, like the actual prep. And mostly because for the ACT, there is a February test. For the SAT, there is a March test. And for if you are in the US, that March test is going to be the first time that the test is going to be digital, and therefore much easier, at least in my mind. So I think if you are a junior, or even if you're lower, you should be, and you've kind of already missed the initial fall testing windows, it might be good to try to aim for that March window to get testing fully out of your way, right? The start of the school year, January, February, there's not usually a whole lot going on. And so I think it's okay for you to really try to focus on trying to hit that target and hit that score, that the score that you're aiming for. So one of the ways to use this time period is to actually prepare for this test, right? Through doing mock tests. I usually recommend students, if that's their goal, then starting from the beginning of Christmas break, you should be doing at least one mock a week. Find someone who can give you meaningful feedback and help you review your mistakes, and really use this time, this concentrated time where you don't have a whole lot else going on, to just really cram the knowledge and the strategy and the ideas into your head so that you can head into the March or the February test and hopefully get the score you need. And then standardized testing is just done for you. And that's amazing. That's incredible. That's kind of what you want. The other thing that you can be doing is, hopefully if you are of a school that is humane and not cruel, you will have already also received your first semester report cards.
You don't need to live in Japan to experience our world-class tutoring and mentorship. At Tokyo Academics, we support thousands of students in over 10 countries, helping them prepare for the SAT, ACT, AP exams, IB, and more. Graduating from top universities like Stanford, Yale, Brown, and UC Berkeley, our tutors will guide you on the path to academic success. Your first step on that path is just a click away. Visit www.tokyoacademics.com and complete our contact form to claim your free trial and get started. We will assess your goals and pair you with a world-class tutor to make you a better college applicant. That's www.tokyoacademics.com. Let's turn your dreams into reality, one lesson at a time.
Some schools put their finals after the Christmas break, which I think is cruel and unusual punishment. But for the schools where you have received your report cards, you have feedback on what you need to be working on to make your second semester strong and to get those grades up there. So take that feedback seriously. Identify the subjects that you need a little bit of development in, then that you need to take some time to really improve upon, and really spend the break either seeking out the resources or building a plan for yourself to improve in the ways that need to improve, right? And so if you are taking AP chemistry, for example, and one of the pieces of feedback is that, you know, your multiple choice is great, your lab work is amazing, but under time conditions, your free response questions really aren't where they need to be. And here are some specific ways that I would suggest that you work on them. When you get specific feedback like that, don't just nod and be like, okay, do those things, right? The teacher is basically telling you exactly what you should be doing to get that A, or what to, or how to get that predicted 6, predicted 7, right? So heed that. Right. And if your teachers aren't generally giving you a lot of feedback on your report cards, go talk to them before the start of the break. Hey, Mr. So-and-so. Hey, Ms. So-and-so. I want to really improve in my second semester. I know this first semester I was adjusting to the craziness of junior year. It was a little bit tough. I also was playing a sport, so I was swamped, but I really want to find ways to improve over the break. What would you recommend? And get them to tell you. They're the ones who decide your grade, right? And so do the things that they suggest and turn to them for resources. And especially if you're a junior, this is one of those small but important conversations that tells one of the people who's possibly going to be writing your recommendation letter that you're in the know, that you care, that you really want to get better at this thing. And you're willing to put in the work over a time where a lot of kids are just going to be hanging out, just going to be chilling to do this. Okay, so a lot of things that you can use to prep for as far as your academics, right? So think of prep purely as a, how am I going to maximize the next 3 to 4 months of my academic life once I get back to school, right? One of those is getting the standardized testing piece completely done, sorted, out of the way. And the other piece is making sure that you are heading in with the structure and with the practice to improve upon the things that your teachers have mentioned they wanted to see you improve upon, right? That is one way to make sure that you show your teacher that you are listening to you. It's not just get better grades and take better notes, but actually do the work, the specific work that was assigned to you. And the best way to make sure that your teachers know that you've done the specific work that has been assigned to you is go and ask for it before the Christmas break. So that's the first one. That's prep. The second one is is research. For a lot of students, the winter time is a really important time to start thinking about what's next. And that can mean a lot of different things. Many of the most, as I talked about before, many of the most important and competitive summer programs do start to open up over the winter, right? They open up in December. Some of them have deadlines in January, right? Because they're crazy. Others have deadlines at more reasonable times in February and March. But also many competitions, especially the writing competitions, open over the break. So whether that be the Ayn Rand essay competition or there is a Harvard economics essay competition that opens up, there's all these different competitions that open up over the break, right? And so one of the ways to start preparing for your next step is to start researching what you want to be doing. Okay, so start taking a look at different summer programs. Start looking into what you want to be doing. What are some ways you want to spend your time? Do you have the blocks of time to do it over the summer? Start mapping out what your potential summer schedule is going to be and start doing the research necessary to figure out what that is going to be. If you are a junior, you should start researching schools, right? Most schools, their college preparation kickoff is really going to be starting in the second semester, or the spring term, is when they usually will start meeting a lot more intensely with juniors, talking a little bit more about what it means to be a college applicant and how to go about doing that research. So rather than wait for them to start things for you, start ahead of time. So when they do start, you actually have more pertinent and pressing questions to ask and to get resolved. So one of the ways to start spending a bit of your winter break is to start actually looking into schools, right? And you can start wherever you want, right? You can start with a ranking because you care most about that. You can start with a location because you care most about that. You can start based off of major because you care most about that. But start looking into schools. You can start signing up for info sessions. They have those all the time. If you are in the US, go on a bit of a short winter tour and see some of these campuses. There are so many ways now, especially thanks to COVID. There is no excuse for you to not be able to start to learn about a school in the way that you want to, that you are comfortable learning about anything, right? So attend a session, go reach out to a student ambassador, just read their website, go on TikTok, go on Reddit, whatever you need to start doing, start engaging in the research of your future, okay? Whether that future is this upcoming summer or that future is the next 4 years after you graduate high school, winter break where there's some downtime, right? Where actually a lot of your senpai or a lot of your classmates who went ahead of you, a lot of them are coming back, right? For winter break. That's a great opportunity. If you were on like the baseball team and the captain of your team who you were really tight with graduated last year and is now off to this amazing university that you're really interested in getting to, you know, they're coming back, right? They said as much on Insta. Great. Then get in touch with them and say, hey, I'd love to meet up with you to grab some time with you just to hear a little bit about your experience so far at this particular university, because I'm thinking of applying there as well. Right? There are so many ways to start to delve into researching your future, right? That it is really unacceptable for you to not spend this brief period of time where you don't necessarily have a whole lot of other priorities to try to do that. Okay. So that's research. Next is explore. And explore and research are a little bit different because a lot of students heading into this time, even when they heard me say, you know, think about if you are interested in a particular major, you can maybe start your college research based off of that. A lot of students are going to be like, well, I don't know what that even means. What am I interested in? What major do I want to do? This is what I mean by explore. And explore has a little bit more to do with exposing yourself to these like small opportunities that will give you either an affirmation that this is something that you are interested in, or the opposite, right? Confirmation that this is something that you do not really necessarily enjoy. And there's a bunch of different ways to do this. I've talked about The Forage. So The Forage is a website that offers free mini internships at a lot of big name companies. It's like 4 to 6 hours. You can pick from a brand that you may be interested in, from a job title or from a work experience that you think might be interesting for you. And then you can just go that, right? Other opportunities are available, obviously things like Coursera, things like edX, things like Cadence, right, which is similar to Coursera and edX, but is mostly for music and art and digital production, right? There's lots of ways to try out courses for not that much money to see if this is something that fits what you want to do, Okay. And if taking a whole course sounds too intense for you, that's fine. Go watch a bunch of TED Talks on the topic that you think you might be interested in. If you think you are interested in certain things, go watch a documentary, right? Go watch something on Netflix that is relevant and true to the thing that you are thinking about potentially studying. Okay, so use this time. If your compass of where you want to go is swinging all over the place, the needle is pointing all over the place, or if you're like, what's a compass, right? Use this time to assess, right? If you're interested in a personality, professional profile, right? Go seek one out. We offer them as well, right? You have all these resources that you can grab onto that you can use to explore, but don't explore it in the abstract is what I would say. If you are going to use some time to explore, to try to figure out at least for now what you are interested in, what is the thing that you think you are going to enjoy, do not do this exploration in the abstract, right? Do it in the real. Right? That's what I'm saying. Go do an actual mini internship. If there are particular skills you want to try, think about places you can do that, right? Does your family run a business that you can help out at, right? Is there a nearby charity that could use a lot of help? And maybe if you can't do the obvious big front thing, like working with children, maybe the skill you're actually interested in is accounting, or you're interested in website development. Go reach out to your local community and say like, hey, I want to try this, right? Most nonprofit organizations, most charity, they need all the help they can get, right? And if you are offering that time as a volunteer, they will be more than happy to take you on. Okay, so use this time to explore. Say yes to things. And then after you've said yes, once you've tried it and you're like, oh, actually I say no, that's fine. Now you know. Up until then, it's only theory. Until that point where you've actually tried it and it's not what you want, it's not your jam, it's all theoretical, right? It's all words only. Right? So go try it. So that's explore. Okay, so far, prepare, right? Research, explore. And the last one that I wanted to bring up, and I'll talk about it a little bit because I do think that it is important, and I do think that students are going to be very happy to hear me say this. Parents are going to be like, I am unsubscribing from this podcast right now, is play. I do think that play is important, and it can be in whatever form, right? It can be a sport. It can be, yes, it can be video games. It can be a hobby. It can be spending some time knitting. It can be just spend some time where your time is unstructured and you are allowed to just do what you want. I think there are a couple different things that are helpful here, right? One is that your brain needs time to reset. If you do the first three things that I've told you to do, your winter is actually very intense, right? And so you need some time where to go from structure to a little bit of unstructured time. Let your brain relax, let you relax. But I also think that it is important to build in time for play, because I do think that that's where a lot of the aha moments actually come from. When you're so focused on, I got to figure out my life. All my friends have to figure out their lives. I need to figure out my life. When that is what you hear day in and day out, you're not actually going to get any closer to figuring out your life. You're going to probably end up choosing something that you compelled yourself to select because everyone else has already made up their mind, right? But when I talk with students, I have found that most of their best realizations come when they are doing something completely different, right? Where they've done the hard work so that it is percolating in their mind. It is in their heads. They are thinking about it. Even if, you know, it may not seem like they're thinking of it because they're always on their phone. Most of the time they are thinking about it, right? But it's going to take them to step away from it, right? To go hang out with friends, to go sit down and do some painting, to go play some music, to go get in a game of whatever they're playing, right? To get them to let that sit a bit and have that, oh, wait, this is actually really important and I want to talk about it now, right? And so I think finding that time and that space to explore, to build the memories and the connective tissue that can potentially tie an application together. We just finished the UC application, and one of the prompts that I love when students talk about all the different ways they've done it is a creativity prompt, right? Is just how do you express your creative side? And some students do that by building a business. Other students do that by crocheting. Other students do that by building a beehive, right? Other students do that by hanging out with friends. Other students do it by serving others. Like every kid, this is where their personality comes out. But in the same way that, how do I know you're good at math? You've done a bunch of math and I can see that. How do I know you're creative? How do I know you have things that you enjoy, right? How do I know that you have pursuits that are other than just, I got to get straight A's? Oh, you got to give kids time to actually do that stuff. Obviously set some time bounds around it, right? You don't have to, I'm not saying, it's fine for a kid to spend, 20 hours on Valorant because Tyler said, let them play, right? But giving some space, right? Building some intentional space into the rest of winter break for it to be a break, right? For the student to be encouraged to, like the equivalent where, before growing up, right? Playtime for me was, we didn't have cell phones. So play was just, here's a yard, here's a front yard, and here's a twig. Go. And I could play for hours, right? Because I was given that space to come up with my own fun. I was given that space to come up with my own thing, right? At some point, even if you feel like, oh, my kid's doing nothing, boredom will kick in over time and they will want to find something to do to engage themselves. So that's, I do think, making sure that there is some element of fun, of play, like go on a trip, do something. Make sure that there is some element of play that is built in there. I think that will be helpful for students who need some time to maybe let all the other things that I've suggested them to do start to settle, start to collate, right? And coalesce into something more meaningful. Okay, so PREP, right? Prep, research, explore, play. PREP. Winter PREP. There is your acronym. And again, very much in workshop mode. We'll see how this goes. But hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully, that gives families some structure for how to be thinking about this upcoming month and this upcoming time off so that there's a plan. And I think that's always been my thing, right? Do you have a plan is the most important thing. And if you have one, then it's easy, right? It's just about follow it, right? And pivot when things aren't working out. But do you have a plan? And so follow this, assess which are your most important priorities, build them together. You should be good to go. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to the Accepted Podcast. Again, my name is Tyler Kusunoki. We hope you enjoyed today's topic on winter prep, all caps, acronymed. Join us next week for more on the complex world of college admissions. If you like what you're hearing and want to support us, be sure to leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your platform of choice. Follow us and hit the bell icon for notifications to stay up to date. We also do regular host events, which I talked about at the top of this, both in person and online. So if you're interested in attending free info sessions with myself and real admissions officers and other members of the team, do check us out at tokyoacademics.com/events. That is tokyoacademics.com/events. That's it for today. And remember, the key to getting in is getting ready. Thank you.